Hello, and thanks again for your call to the Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff down here in East Tennessee, just thinking about God and His Word, and just I was seeking God on what I should share today, and the Lord led me to 2 Peter chapter 3. It's a chapter that speaks about the end of all things, the coming of the Lord, the world coming to its fiery destruction and end. And then it says, knowing all of this, this is speaking to the people of the book, the people that are Christians. And it's telling us that we need to be a certain kind of people. It says here, in verse 11 of chapter 3, 2 Peter 3:11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? He said, seeing that all these things are going to be dissolved, what manner of persons that we should be here? We ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. What he's saying, knowing that what we see, what we know, what we build, what we enjoy, is all going to be dissolved. You see, what manner of persons we need to be? Well, I'll just stop a second and ask you, what kind of person are you? What kind of person am I? The Bible says we need to be holy people. You know, there's people out there that call themselves holiness people. There's churches that call themselves holiness churches. The Bible gives that commandment several times to be holy. Be holy. But really, who is holy? How can we be holy? The Bible tells us to be holy in our conversation. The very manner of life is what that word conversation means. To go beyond our beautiful King James there, which I love and esteem to be the Word of God in perfection for the English language, he says there that we need to be holy in our conversation. That's not just how we talk, although that's a big part, because Jesus said, out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth would speak. But that word goes deeper than that, and it says our manner of life, what kind of lifestyle we live. You know, the Ten Commandments tell us in the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God before me. There in Exodus 20 it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Then when we go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, thy soul, and thy strength, thy might, everything you've got. He tells you to love the Lord. So what are we going to do? We're going to make God important. Yeah, he's going to be very important. You know, I meet people all the time. Down here in East Tennessee, we've got a, I think they call this the Bible Belt. And there's, oh my goodness, we drove a back road the other day, and me and my son were almost marveling at how many churches there are. There's every kind of church you could imagine, and you can't hardly go a mile without passing a cute little country church, little cemeteries, steeples. Seems like most of them are in operation. But I'm telling you, we've got no lack of churches. And these Tennessee people, you talk to them, and church is very important. You don't miss church for the most part, and you don't do such and such, and you know, you make Jesus very important. But you know what? You can make church important. You can make Jesus important. But is he the most important? That's the question. That's the challenge. Is Jesus the very most important thing? You know, it's not all about finding the perfect church or not missing church when the Bible commands us to be the church. We are the church. We are the stones that make up a church, a lively stone of a spiritual house. And I think it's important to be connected to the local church and to be known and accountable and work within those perimeters that God has set up with leadership and those things. I think that's God's design. But church can't be just important. Jesus can't be just important. He has to be your life. The Bible says that except we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we don't have any part with him. That means you better eat, drink, and sleep the Lord Jesus. His word, his everything should be your everything. He is the deciding factor on what I eat, how I eat, who I hang out with, where I work, what kind of work I do, what kind of clothes I wear, how I spend my free time. It just goes on to all kinds of things. If Jesus is my king, then I want to do what he said. So what manner of person am I? What manner of person are you called to be holy? Let's be holy. We'll talk to you some more about this tomorrow. May the grace of God be with you.